Good to have you back here as we continue the conversation. Listen, you can always drop me a note, stevegruber.com. Stevegruber.com. You're entitled to agree or be wrong. It's your choice. You can do it either way. Either way, it breaks. We were just talking about the illegals coming into Texas, many of whom are believed to be COVID positive, sitting around Whataburger, coughing and sneezing, clearly sick, and then being shipped all over Texas and all over the country without COVID testing, without protection for the people out there, while the federal government is trying to consider federal mask mandates and demanding that all federal employees get vaccinated, those coming across the border, no such concerns. Joining me now, Ken Oliver, Senior Director of the Right on Immigration. It's an initiative at the Texas Public Policy Foundation. Ken, good to have you here.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, we're dealing with the Keystone Cops on immigration policy in Texas, that's for sure.
Well, Homeland Security, you say, is woefully unprepared, undermanned for Democrats, and you think they have a plan for mass legalization of illegals who live in America currently. I believe there's some truth to that, but I also believe it can't be done without a vote of Congress. I believe that it can't be done by executive order. I believe that, you know, we keep seeing that the DACA is just barely surviving in the courts, so I think they're on a very very dangerous place to try to ram that through. What are your thoughts?
Well, the fact is the Biden administration is really trying to bring in through the back door hundreds of thousands of people. That is clear from day one. That's, you know, we're seeing they're talking about expedited removal, but there's a big caveat in that announcement, and that's if you ask for asylum and express a credible fear. Say, you just have to say, I fear going back home. It's dangerous in my community. You go into asylum process, which prevents that removal. So that's why you have hundreds of thousands of people every month from countries all over the world discarding their passports and all their identification before they cross. And that makes it even more difficult to remove quickly. Our government is shooting itself in the foot and not enforcing immigration laws and not providing the deterrence that we had just, you know, 6-7 months ago when we had a system which prevented this.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty obvious when you have the federal government paying $2 billion, this is just one example, $2 billion to pay these construction companies to not build the wall. The money's already spent. The money's there. The contracts are in place. We're going to pay you $2 billion to not build the wall, to not fill in those gaps. I mean, we've seen the videos. There are gaps in the fence that are maybe, you know, 30, 40, 50 yards wide, whatever they might be. And that's where they come flooding in. And we're not filling the gap. Who does that make sense to?
Right. Texas is where most of the wall needed to be done and has not been done. And that's hundreds of miles we've been there in our Texas Public Policy Foundation Border Security Coalition. We were in Del Rio last month. And, you know, John Hostetler, who works with us, former congressman.
Sure.
And many conservative leaders have been, you know, countless times seen this equipment, the thousands of tons of steel bollards on the ground. Contractors being paid to do nothing. It's lawlessness and just incredible mismanagement
on every
front.
You've been to the border. Because I want to ask you about something, because this is something that always confuses me a bit, because it gets almost no conversation. And yet, if those on the left knew what was really happening with this element of the illegal flood of people into this country, they might change their mind. And that is the environmental degradation, the damage to these fragile, arid ecosystems is being done because there's backpacks, there's clothing, there's plastic garbage, there's food garbage, there's sometimes people die out there. But you have all of this garbage from Arizona and Texas where all of this stuff gets dumped by the illegals when they come in and the coyotes dump garbage. There's garbage everywhere. The damage to the environment along the American-Mexican border is dramatic, isn't it?
Absolutely. That should get the left concerned. It's, again, inconsistent, totally inconsistent. The migrant deaths are climbing because of the heat. President Biden said this was seasonal. It's obviously not seasonal because it's not falling back as people continue to climb and go over and go through the river. It's totally inhumane and damaging to property. There's the crime, the drug smuggling. It's one problem after another that we're experiencing in Texas, and that's why our governor is trying to use every tool at his disposal to turn this back, and that includes using the ability to stop the private contractors who are being paid by the Biden administration to bus people all over the country and to the detention facilities further north.
Well, exactly right. And so it is in complete, it is completely opposite the damage. And I've got, you know, I've been looking at this for a while. There are stories that go back 15 years, some longer, about the damage that is done when they cross the river and garbage ends up in these rivers. Garbage ends up on the properties of the landowners. And there are little caves where they hide from the heat. You're talking about the heat, so they find little places to hide, packed with old backpacks and garbage and food and this and that and everything else. And these are fragile ecosystems in the desert Southwest. And yet, nobody seems to want to talk about that. And I think it's another important consideration of the damage being done to our country because we are not enforcing our laws. And we're doing a poor job of defending the nation as a whole, correct?
Absolutely. And the Biden administration came out yesterday with what they call a collaborative migrant management strategy that has nothing of short-term action. It fails and says we're upholding our highest values as a nation when our highest values should be the rule of law and treating everybody the same in terms of equal protection under the law. And as you mentioned at the beginning, with the mask mandates on one hand for U.S. citizens and no mask mandates or requirements, we've been flying, my colleagues and I, every flight from South Texas. We're with unaccompanied minors and family members who probably very well could be infected or definitely don't have a vaccine or being tested.
Well, Ken, I know you've got your hands full, and I don't know where you go from here with the Texas Public Policy Foundation, but we appreciate you defending America the best you can, because it seems that there's no change in sight for this administration. I'll give you the last word.
We appreciate the support we're getting from other states and citizens around the country, as the Texas Public Policy Foundation does work with the state government to respond as best as a state can. And we know we'll be facing lawsuits and back and forth, but we will really hold the federal government accountable for its total abdication of its responsibilities to defend the United States.
Well, there you have it. Ken Oliver, greatly appreciate you being here. We'll talk again soon, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Very much. All right. Here's a little something for you. PatriotFoods.com. Support American farmers. They're doing what they can to support you, and we need to protect our supply chains 100%. Put American fruits and vegetables on your table. Put American steak and American lunch meat on your table. Do that by going to PatriotFoods.com. And if you spend $100 or more at PatriotFoods.com, they'll deliver your order anywhere in America at no charge. Plus, they put something into the kitty to help out military families in need. You can protect American farmers, support your friends and neighbors, and do the right thing. God bless America. PatriotFoods.com. It's free to look. Go do that for me, please. We'll be right back. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor, Managing Director with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year. especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprises Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.